Dr. Michael White's development into one of the leading purveyors of authentic New Orleans jazz is a journey that began unfolding in the Ninth Ward, where Michael spent his first 7 years living just around the corner from Fats Domino. Music was less in the air when the family moved uptown to Carrollton, but Michael White was still very drawn to it, and at 14, strongly influenced by an aunt and uncle who played the horn, he took up his first instrument, clarinet.
First and only thing. I haven't gotten over it yet because I'm still trying to learn it. It's too hard.
Well, it is. It has the reputation as one of the most difficult instruments to really play well.
Well, you know, if it's the only thing you ever played, it's hard to really judge. But, I mean, I just love the clarinet. I like the sound. I like the history of jazz clarinet in New Orleans. And, you know, I just like being part of that style and that tradition.
When did you first start with it, Michael?
I started playing clarinet in high school. I went to St. Augustine High School here, and I took music lessons from the band's director for three and a half years, Edwin Hampton, and took private lessons from him. I was in the Marching 100 band and also the St. Aug Symphonic Band.
So you were 13, 14 years old when you
I was about, 14 when I started taking lessons.
Do you remember what finally made you pick it up?
Well, you know, I grew up in a kind of isolated neighborhood, and at the time there were a lot of things going on and not going on. It was a very difficult time to be African American in an all-white neighborhood when things were very hostile. And so, you know, as a result of a lot of things that went on in the neighborhood, I was a bit withdrawn. And you know, my parents kind of were looking for me to do something that they thought would seem kind of normal. So I wasn't, you know, interested in sports that much, but music was a natural. And I really liked the way the clarinet sounded and the way my aunt played it. And I wanted to be a part of that Marching 100 because they, you know, as a kid, I remember them thundering up the street with this just big sound, and they seemed to be so powerful and strong, you know, and I wanted to be a part of that.
After high school, Michael White enrolled at Xavier University, where he majored in Spanish and language education, but maintained an avid interest in music.
In the library, they used to have a collection, which I later found out were the old Smithsonian Folkways collections of music, and I got to hear really kind of early New Orleans jazz on that, and I was just amazed by the sound of that music. And there was something about it that just seemed to speak to me. Then I started to go to New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, and I got to see and eventually meet some of the older musicians who were still around and performing.
Including bandleader Doc Pollen, who White met at Jazz Fest in 1975. A few weeks later, Doc Pollen called Michael White to play his first professional gig.
A Baptist Church anniversary parade in Marrero. So, you know, we met up at his house. He, from the very beginning, started to really kind of teach me some of the important values of the New Orleans jazz tradition about appearance, about music, about conduct, about repertoire, and all of those things. And in a way, it was the beginning of me going to school, if you will, in a different way, sort of a mentorship process. And in those days, the brass bands had a lot of older members, and they would sort of mentor younger people in terms of music and other things. So we did this brass band parade, and you know, I remember every detail of it. It was an incredible experience for me. It didn't last long enough. It only lasted about an hour and a half. But that was the beginning. I thought at that time, because I didn't know too much about music and I didn't think I did that well, I thought that would be my first and only jazz job. But that was really the beginning.
White worked with Doc Pollen for 4 years, while completing his undergraduate work at Xavier, beginning graduate studies in Spanish at Tulane, and receiving the equivalent of a degree in New Orleans jazz from older players in Pollen's band.
Guys like Eddie Richardson, who was born around 1902 or 3, he was a trumpet player that had played and recorded on the first brass band recording, because he was with the Eureka Brass Band, and at that, you know, way back in the 50s. And he was experienced in jazz, and he had a, you know, great sound and style on the trumpet, as did Doc Pollen. Those guys were very original and individual and soulful. And I was just amazed at the level of individuality of all the musicians, especially, of course, the older musicians. Nobody else sounded like them. Each one of them had their own sound and feeling and style, and it was just really beautiful to see and hear that and hear it, you know, all the instruments coming together.
Butch's education continued on multiple tracks after he left the Pollen Band. He earned his Ph.D. in Spanish from Tulane and joined the Musicians Union, taking jobs that connected him to even more veteran New Orleans jazz players.
There was nothing like the older musicians. They just had an understanding of life and of music that was just so very different from later generations. So I was really, I felt very privileged to have them and to spend time with them. And of course, they were always willing to talk, and they were glad to see somebody interested in them. And in my case, it was a very unusual thing because, of course, there were a lot of fans from, you know, other countries, foreign countries, who were interested in musicians. But I was really one of the few younger black musicians that was interested in the music, the real traditional music and the style, you know. Most other guys my age were into, of course, you know, bebop and more modern styles. And in a lot of cases, they kind of made fun of or mocked traditional music. But for me, it was like discovering a part of life that had been missing. To me, I heard in the authentic traditional New Orleans jazz, everything that it means about being from New Orleans. And I came to realize that the music was just an expression of that life, you know, in sound. All the hopes, joys, fears, aspirations, the spirit of the people was in that music. So I could really identify it. It's with it. It seemed to say things that I always wanted to say but never could. And I found out that through the music I could. To be honest, you know, a lot of times the way things go, I grew up, of course, in the 60s, civil rights movement. This is the old South, a lot of turbulence, a lot of unpleasant things that people don't want to talk about, but that's the truth and the reality of what I lived. And, you know, a lot of times it's hard to feel like you're a part of America if you're black, because you're made to feel like you're not. And so, you know, jazz gave me a connection where I felt more than a part of, and a sense of belonging. I just, you know, it was a great, great thing for me.
And the way Dr. Michael White and the original Liberty Jazz Band continue to play and evolve New Orleans jazz is a great thing for their listeners today. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Canston.